stories.
That's how I journey through life. That's the only way I've understood life, you know? My first experience with stories and people, I mean, was living in Africa and living in various countries and being told by my grandparents that, you know, these people are not that different from you. And I'm looking around, you know, in Cairo, where everyone's dressed differently. They're speaking a different language. They're eating different food. The sounds, the smells, the tastes, everything differed from what I knew of Sierra Leone. And I was like, oh, yeah, right. They're pretty different. Going to, like, markets with my grandmother and her encouraging me to pick up something, you know, that was handmade in that country, something old. It had to be old. It had to be handmade. And most of it was, fortunately. So I would walk around and I'd pick up, you know, I don't know, a ceramic bowl or something. And if I could share with her why I wanted to, like, research that item, she would die for me. So I'd pick up, you know, an amulet of some sort. I'm like, I'm curious by the symbols or the metal that was used or something, you know, and she would buy it. And then I get to then take that object around through the course of the next week or two, or however long we were in that city, in that town, and ask the people within that country what that object meant to them. And this is, you know, my peers at age 5, 6, 7, or an elder at age 90. What does this amulet mean to you? And elders had the best story. I mean, the best stories, shape memories of, like, wearing objects like that or using an object like that, making it themselves. The objects themselves carry energy, and so they carry the energy of the spaces and the environment in which they were housed. It carries the energy of the people who, for a moment, you know, held it in their possession. Was the caregiver. I like to say, I don't think we own anything in this world. We're just caregivers for a period of time. There are many spirits and souls with whom I live, you know. I have 80-90% of my wardrobe is vintage, so there are many, many spirits in my closet. It's going to sound scary to some people, but I kind of like it, you know.